Good morning and welcome to Sunrise 60 Close-Up here on 1230 KHS Radio. Tyson and Veronica with you. Joining me this morning is going to be Governor Dave Heineman. He was in Grand Island over the weekend. He was in Grand Island on Friday morning to celebrate his inauguration at the inaugural gala event, the gala launch held at the Heartland Event Center. I had a chance to catch up with the governor and sit down to talk about some of the issues coming up during this legislative session. Well, Governor, let's first of all just start off by talking about this event. Talk about the reception that you have received so far.
Sally and I are enormously pleased and honored to continue as the governor and the first lady of this state. But today we are just overwhelmed by the support that we're receiving and the extraordinarily positive response to our idea of taking the inaugural all across the state. We wanted to give more people the opportunity to participate, more people the opportunity to attend, and that's what we've seen in Scottsbluff and Gehring and now here in Grand Island. And I just want to say thank you to the citizens of Nebraska.
Talk a little bit about how this gala event all came to fruition.
Well, Sally and I were talking about, you know, how could we get more young people involved and how could we get more citizens involved, because so many times it's difficult when you only do it in Lincoln. It's a long ways away when you start to get out here in central and western Nebraska. We weren't quite sure what the response would be, but Lincoln's been very, very good. They've understood what we're trying to do, and that is we have one big state, and we're all Nebraskans. And so that's how it got started. And again, what's been really gratifying today is to talk to the young people who've been able to participate. The high school and the college singers, the choirs, we're very, very proud of.
Governor, when you look around and you see the reception that you've got, especially here at Grand Island, where the Heartland Event Center was just absolutely packed this afternoon, just talk about what this means and how people are, I guess, feeling about the work that's been done.
It says a couple of things. First of all, Nebraska is a very special place, and we all like to be part of Nebraska. And I think people in this state, it's one state from Scottsbluff, Gehring, all the way to Omaha. And so the opportunity to have this many people participate, and then I think they appreciate the way in which we've governed. I've tried to listen to the people in Nebraska. I've shared with them where I stand on the issues, so there are no surprises. They don't agree with me on every single issue, but they appreciate, I think, the fact that I'm straightforward, I'm direct, and I will share with them why we've decided an issue a particular way, and they appreciate that background and factual information. But by and large, I think most of all, what they really appreciate is the fact that we're approachable and we've continued to focus on jobs and education. We need economic success and education success in this state. They're linked together, and we're going to continue to focus on those two issues.
Governor, we talk about the positive economic growth that the state has been experiencing. Really, you can really feel it in Grand Island with all the events that have been happening. Just talk about this movement towards the western part of the state.
Well, it's certainly a calculated effort on my part. We successfully relocated the state fair out here. We re-energized it. We modernized the state fair. It was very successful, and it's going to continue to grow and expand. And then the second part of that means Innovation Campus can develop in Lincoln. And that's educational research, job opportunities for young people. So I'm trying to do all I can to involve the entire state. Central Nebraska is growing. When you think about Grand Island, Kearney, Hastings, this is a very productive and positive part of our state.
I want to shift gears a little bit, if we could, Governor. I wanted to talk about some of the things that are going to be happening in this legislative session, and in particular what happened later last week, and it was the first day that bills were going to be proposed, and we've seen it, the anti-illegal immigration bill that's going to be very similar to what we've been experiencing in Arizona. Just wanted to get to your comments on that.
Well, let me share a couple things about immigration in general. First of all, I support legal immigration, not illegal immigration. Secondly, Nebraska's been out in front of this issue for a couple of years. We passed LB 403 2 years ago that said, if you're a legal citizen here in the state, you're entitled to state and local benefits. If you're not, you shouldn't be receiving them. This is what I'd say maybe is an enhancement to that effort. And the key thing is we do not want to engage in racial profiling or anything like that. That's not the Nebraska way. That's not the American way. But what we are talking about, and which I'll monitor very closely on the legislation, is if you're stopped for some other offense, they're going to ask you to show your driver's license like they do normally. And if you have a driver's license and it's legal, there won't be any further difficulties. But if you don't, then they're going to check into it like they would any other situation.
Another item that's been particularly talked about is when we get all the census numbers in and we see the redistricting that's going to be having to be done, and it looks like Western Nebraska, rural Nebraska, will lose some state senators. Are you concerned at all with it?
There are two parts to that question, if I could, okay? The good news is Nebraska overall continues to grow. The last decade we grew by nearly 7%. That's very, very good. It's just that we're growing a little differently now. People are moving from the west to the east in greater numbers, and that's probably going to be some shift from rural Nebraska to urban. In some ways, I hate to see that because I want to make sure that we represent all of the state. Agriculture is the number one industry in the state, but the numbers are going to dictate what we do with redistricting. You've got to accurately reflect where those numbers are today. Now, I might just say, I think the Grand Island, Kearney, and Hastings area will continue to be well represented because the growth that's occurred here.
That. Going along with that, are the senators from the urban areas of the state, are they doing the best that, I guess, do you believe that they are doing the best they can to reach out to the rural part of the state and understand some of the issues that need to be taken care of here in the rural areas?
Well, I continue to try to talk to them every day. For example, if you live in Douglas County, when you've gone to Valley, you've only gone to Western Douglas County, not Western Nebraska, and that they need to reach out all across our state. That's absolutely critical. I spoke to a couple of Scottsbluff Gearing business leaders this morning because we have talked about on several occasions getting Omaha business leaders to go all the way to Scottsbluff. I was instrumental in working with them last year to get that done. They're going to go out there again. It is incumbent upon our leaders in central Nebraska to understand Omaha and Lincoln, but it is also incumbent upon our business and community leaders in Omaha and Lincoln to come out and understand the differences in rural Nebraska. Education, for example. It's not uncommon out here in rural Nebraska that you might drive 30 to 40 miles to get to your local school. In Omaha or Lincoln, if they have to go to more than 10 blocks, they think, well, gee, that's too far. So I want both sides to appreciate the other and understand. That's been one of the greatest things about Nebraska. Normally, we do a good job there.
Well, Governor, as you begin yet another term here, as we've been celebrating your inauguration here in Grand Island today, just wanted to ask you what you are most looking forward to in some of the issues that we're going to be tackling during this particular legislative session and during your particular term.
Well, you know, I'm still having fun every day. I love being the governor of this great state because I work for the best people in the United States of America. We have common ground in that we want our kids to get the very best education we give them, that we can give them, and then we want to give them good jobs right here in Nebraska. I see that with my own son who's traveling with us today and his wife. And so I'm looking forward to how do we do an even better job in terms of education, and we need to bring more education accountability to what we're doing. And then secondly, we're going to continue to work on creating higher paying jobs in the state. And that means we need a more highly educated workforce. It's a message we've been trying to send every young person in this state. A decade ago, maybe two decades ago, a high school education was sufficient. Today it's not. You need at least 2 years of college, preferably four.
Okay, once again, Governor Dave Heineman, at the inauguration party at the inaugural gala event at the Heartland Event Center on Friday. We always thank the governor for his time, and we'll be looking forward to chatting with him later this month for our monthly chat with the governor right here on Sunrise 60 Close Up. Stay tuned to Sunrise 60 because more news is coming up next.